Scripture reading, Daniel chapter 3, verses 15b through 18. If you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Devotional. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego moved through their fears into an act of faith that transformed their lives and the lives of those around them. We often overestimate the size of the risks we face and underestimate the love and power of God to drive out our fears. Imagine what might happen if you could feel your fears and then transform them in a positive direction. What might happen? Peter Story was a Methodist minister in Johannesburg, South Africa, from 1976 to 1994, when the struggle for South Africa's freedom from apartheid was its most intense. Story notes that, at the time, most clergy, black and white, some fearing the authorities, others fearing their congregations, were silent. Out of his decades of wrestling with fear and faith, he wrote, "Fear locks the door and immobilizes us. Fear imprisons the church in mediocrity and irrelevance. Thank God that in spite of all the locks on all the doors, Jesus can still get into the church. He invades our places of fear and offers the gift that only he can bring. Peace be with you." Jesus gives his peace, and this is going to sound so simple, by being there. That is why we worship. Oh, never, never lose that sense of simple dependence on the presence of Jesus in your life, because sometimes it is all that you will have. This story teaches us that courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the capacity to step over our fears through faith in Jesus. Question to consider. As you consider your fears today, do Jesus' words, "Don't be afraid," come across as critical or comforting? Why? Prayer. Lord, more often than not, I live from a place of fear rather than a place of peace and confident trust in you. Fill me with the peace you so readily offer amid the storms of life. Help me to be a non-anxious presence to those around me. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.